Yesterday, Maryland lawmakers heard testimony on a bill that would limit the situations in which police would be allowed to use lethal force. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the bill is just one of a host of measures under consideration in the General Assembly this year, measures aimed at reshaping policing in our state.
State Senator Jill Carter, the Baltimore City Democrat sponsoring the bill, explained the need to create a new standard for the use of force.
Between 2013 and 2020, 144 people were killed by police in Maryland in at least 16 different counties. Black people accounted for 60% of the people killed by police, although we are only 29% of the state's population.
She said in Maryland, Black people comprise a higher portion of the people killed by police than in any other state. Of those killed by police, about 22% were unarmed. She told the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee her bill is designed to improve the public's trust in law enforcement by limiting officers' use of lethal force.
It allows officers to use force only when necessary as a last resort after exhausting de-escalation and other reasonable alternatives.
Under the bill, using unnecessary force, regardless of whether someone ends up dead, can land an officer in prison for up to 10 years. So can failing to intervene when another officer uses excessive force or failing to obtain medical treatment for someone in need. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Maryland is one of only 9 states without a use of force law. That leaves it up to the courts to interpret when an officer has used unreasonable force.
And that's the problem here in Maryland.
Tim Maloney is a former state delegate from Prince George's County and a lawyer who has both defended and sued police officers.
You have all kinds of hired guns, police experts who are defending departments in civil cases and saying, well, I find this objectively reasonable. And there's nothing in the statute to contradict them.
But State Senator Robert Cassily, a Harford County Republican, pointed out that, for example, when doctors or engineers make a mistake and hurt someone, they can get sued, and the court decides if they acted reasonably. He asked why police should be treated differently. Baltimore attorney Carrie Hansel said there is a big difference between police and other professions.
Because we are not ordinarily trusting the engineer, the lawyer, the doctor with a gun, with lethal force. We have not seen decades of evidence that that lethal force is being disproportionately used on minorities.
But Cassily was unconvinced.
I've seen no laws come in here to protect people from the vast amount of shootings, murders, rape, pillage going on wholesale throughout our society. All I'm seeing is kill the cops, go after the cops, don't give them any discretion, don't trust them, they're all dishonest, I don't get what we're doing. I'm sorry, I'm cracking up here at this point.
Repeating an argument frequently made by Republican lawmakers, Cassily said policing isn't like wrestling. You can't prescribe how an officer should react in a dangerous situation. He suggested Carter's bill is tailor-made for lawyers who are eager to win large sums suing cops.
We're going to make policing so damned expensive, nobody's going to do it, and we're going to all end up like Baltimore, where the cops just ride around in their cars and right. Just pretend the crime's not happening, because otherwise they're going to be fired and liable.
Bowie Police Chief John Neske, president of the Maryland Chiefs of Police Association, suggested that rather than enshrine rules about force in state law, the legislature should create a new use of force policy enforced by the Maryland Police Training and Standards Commission. He said that would make it easier to change the rules as technology changes. The committee plans to workshop the bill this afternoon. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.